What up, everybody? This is Eddie Greer III. This is another edition. Welcome back to the 3Y Podcast with EG3. I am the host of this podcast, obviously, Eddie Greer III, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, recording on this Tuesday, late afternoon, early evening, May 14th, 2024, the 3Y Podcast with EG3, all about running, sports, and whatever important comes across the desk here in KC, Missouri. I just got done actually recording my K-State podcast, and I'm tempted to say that podcast, so apologize if I do say that. But again, welcome on board to another episode. Glad you're able to join us here on this Tuesday evening as I'm recording right now. This will come out on its usual day tomorrow, which will be Wednesday. So already getting through, almost halfway through the work week here as it is heating up in the month of May. And I'm happy. I know we had Mother's Day over the weekend, last weekend. A late happy Mother's Day to all in the Midwest, including my mom, including Nanette as well. Hope everyone enjoyed y'all Mother's Day weekend around the KC metro area. And yes, we're going to get right on into it because there is quite a bit on here I want to bring up here on the podcast. Oh, yeah. This episode brought to you by, yes, I'm going to do my own branding, by the KC Metro Mile, which I got something I want to discuss on that. But yes, this episode brought to you by KC Metro Mile, going down next month, June 6th at Rockhurst High School. So I'm going to save that for the back end of the podcast. But I did not race last weekend, did not. And I did talk about this a little bit on last week's podcast. Again, you missed out on last week's episode. Please go back and check out last week's episode before checking out this one, especially for those of you who are new to the podcast. And oh yeah, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button every time we hit, or actually every time we record EG3 content/running. All right. So Running with the Cavs. I do know Running with the Cavs last week in Heritage Park. The 5K, 10K, and I want to say the 15K, I believe, at Heritage Park over there on the other side of Kansas. Running with the Cavs is the more popular one out there, Bucyrus, Kansas. People have told me about that one, and I heard, coming off of yesterday's group run, heard some funny stories. That's for sure. So congratulations to those who compete in those races. And oh yeah, last Friday was the Arrowhead 5K. Now I had interest in signing for that, but thought better of it. And looking at the prices, talking to a couple others that had interest or actually did the Arrowhead 5K, which by the way was at Arrowhead Stadium, home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Solid winning time for those, at least at the 5K. Yeah, it was a 5K only. Obviously, you run on the field where, obviously, the Bill Snyder run races next week. You're back in Manhattan, Kansas. Out west, where I'll be at next week, you do the same thing. But probably, hopefully, a little bit more cooler. This one took place, time was a little bit in the evening, so it had to be a little toasty. So I'm like, especially with one of the names I'm familiar with, he ran a mid-17 time, or I should say 17 high. The winner was 17 low, so maybe the temperature might have played in that. I don't know, but maybe the course, I don't know. Now, the last time I was out there was for the Super Bowl run. When I started here back in February, did a Super Bowl run, and it was cold as you know what. So, but this time, Arrowhead, I was not out there, but it was on a Friday evening. Had to be hot, like it is right now, and it's only going to get hotter as the month of May progresses over there. So, from what I saw, like, over 3,000 ran that race, and I know several friends of mine did that. One of the run of the field is a big deal. Yes, I get it. It's a big deal to run on the field, especially home of the two-time back-to-back world champion Chiefs. I get it. So, but I'm going to have that same opportunity when I go back to Manhattan next weekend for a different reason. Oh, that's going to be a whole lot of Manhattan next weekend on this podcast. I had that circle for quite a while. Haven't been back since leaving, relocating up here to KC. So I want to save that talk for next week. But yeah, so congratulations to those that did the Arrowhead 5K Saturday run with the cows. And when I thought about this race at first, I thought I was littering run with the cows. But still, from what I see, all the pictures and all that, you do see cows out there, but they're not running because they're too big. Obviously, that's a disturbing thought. But yeah, you still see cows just like I see deer around here every time I run the trails and all that other stuff. But yeah, so you saw that there's animals out there. No, I have not did this race, but again, from what Alex has told me and what several others have told me, yeah, it is definitely a scorcher out there as well in the middle of nowhere. And the common thing I hear people talk about, no shade. Well, hey, I mean, hey, it is what it is. You sign up for the race. You got what you got. That is what it is. But I do hear that the best part is the buffet afterwards. So the winning time that I saw for the half marathon, the winning time was 1 hour and 14 minutes. If my memory serves correctly on that. So that's fast for a half marathon in this type of conditions out there as well. I think the 5K ended up to be, I want to say 16. I could be ambitious about that, but I want to say 16 for the 5K there as well. So I know a lot of my friends did those races out there. So congratulations out there. And in the Heritage Park, I want to turn my attention to that. This is the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gray III, who did not race last weekend, will be racing this weekend. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. But yeah, so Saturday, Heritage Park. I originally signed up to do the 15K, which I have to say, I'll probably be shaming myself here, but glad I didn't do it because the winning time there, at least the 15K was 52 seconds. Not 52 seconds. That's way too fast. 52 minutes. Now, again, I've been racing too much. Now, I might not give me that much credit, but I would have been in that ballpark if I would have did it. I probably would have lost, which would have been infuriating. But anyways, but I haven't done that 15K. I know it's an odd distance. You know, at some point, when I get through the Chicago build here in the fall, I've had interest to do the 25K and 15K, so I'm hoping, and which kind of had my thought process is I want to do a 50K, but obviously with Boston and all that, I might put Boston aside. I don't know. I'm still in the thought process of that. Y'all think I'm crazy, but again, you know, Boston's not high priority, even though, yes, I originally qualified for Boston, but for me right now, at least for next year, Boston isn't really high on my priority list. I want 50K. I want to do my second 50K. That is high on my priority list. So we'll see what my thought process is, if I can speak, after I get done with the Chicago Marathon in early October. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, so because I never did the Heritage Park. I never ran out there. Of course, Heritage Park, for those that don't know, is on the other side of Kansas. Again, I live here just a tad north from the North KC area here in the state of Missouri. So there you go on that. So yeah, 15K, missed out on that, but for good reason, because I want to save my strength, and that sounds stupid, but I want to put more emphasis. There you go. More emphasis on the relay, which, again, we'll get into that here in a second. And Bill Snyder, want to say emphasis for that, next Saturday, which, between the two, because now, between a short turnaround now, I had shorter than that, because I've done back-to-back races, so that's short enough, but yes. And then, of course, my emphasis, my focus is on this KC Metro Mile going down next month. So that is why I opted, you know, that's 3 weeks. If I were to race last weekend, that's 3 weekends straight of racing. Now, again, I didn't know I had to jump in the relay, but I put the relay ahead of the 15K, so I wanted to do the relay. So that's why I put myself to the sideline with the Heritage 15K. Now, there was a 10K and there was a 5K that I had interest in doing, and a KC Smoke teammate, a familiar name that I'm familiar with, who I beat last September. Yeah, last September, put down a smoking time there. So I know, I know I sound very competitive right now on this episode, but yeah, we would have been neck and neck for sure. And I probably put myself right there with him and maybe above him on top of that. But yeah, so he won that one. I don't know who won a 10K on that. So that's the Heritage races there. On that, I know it got hot towards the end because, yeah, it's that time of year where you have to change your training. You have to change your training a little bit, especially if you're going to be running training for a marathon in the fall. This is a 3Y podcast with EG3 Eddie Gritter III coming to you from what has been a weird weather week so far. Rain all day yesterday. Today, as we're sitting, I'm sitting here recording this podcast. Been sunny. Other times been sprinkling while at work. Other times been cloudy, wanting to again rain. So it's been kind of as this back and forth. What's it going to do? I know yesterday it rained a lot. So, which the city needs. So between the two. But yeah, so that's kind of a weekend in a nutshell. Now, if I missed anything race-wise, now I was with running with the groups all weekend, going into last night, which was a lot of fun. So that's where I was at last night. Now, again, going into this weekend's races, the Flash Dash going down North KC, which I was a part of last year. My first time doing it last year. Had a blast doing it. Was that close to breaking 17. Didn't do it. So the winner, I believe, broke 16, which it was my, say it with me, KC Smoke teammate. So he's back again because I checked the injury list. He's back again trying to three-peat. And actually, when I'm thinking about the Flash Dash, no, I'm not jumping in it because I got after the race the next morning because I thought it was going to be on Saturday. Glad my friend who's doing a swim, Glad Lay, told me that was Sunday, not Saturday, because I'll be in so much trouble. I'm much trouble missing it. But so the KC Triathlon Sunday, Flash Dash Saturday, Alex is in that, and I know several others will be a part of that as well, going for a big goals as well. Chris is going to try to three-peat it, so we'll see what happens there. Now, I might have missed something. No, I didn't know. I didn't. Okay, so I know he won the year prior before I jumped in it, and then last year he won that. So this year, I tried to stay with him. After the first mile, did my best. Well, I actually did stay with him in the first mile a little bit. And then, yeah, he ran, kind of went, got away in the middle of the race. But he's going to try to three-peat the race. So I'll be there. I'll be there spectating. So that's the plan there. Because I'm going to take, I think my plan is to take the Saturday off and relax a little bit. Now that could change between now and then, obviously, with the day. I know I'm gonna take an off day on Thursday, and then I will do something Friday, because before Corey's show goes down in North Kansas City on Friday night, which I'm looking forward to that as well. So that's a break there, because now I don't have to worry about, you know, am I gonna have to miss Corey's show, go get some sleep, because parking, as I believe, I'm going to have to pull this up. I believe it's at Smithfield Lake again, if I'm not mistaken. Again, don't quote me on it, because I got to go back and look at the information on that. But I believe it's at Smithfield Lake again, because the last time I did that, it was the Matt Mason Tri, Sprint Tri, which I was a part of. That was so much fun. The same cast of characters, but a different bike list, and she was moving. So, but anyways, yeah, so that's kind of a lineup there. Flash Dash going down North Kansas City near Chicken and Pickle. So they go there. So I'll be in close watch of see if Chris can three-peat it. We'll see what happens because I know he's going to be part of that KC Metro Mile Masters race, which I'll be a part of that along with Alex, along with several others, which I got a sales pitch that I'm going to make and a good reason why. And again, numbers are going to change quite possibly from here and there. We'll see what happens as the month of May moves along. So Flash Dash on Saturday. I don't know what other races. And I gotta do a better job looking at races around the community. Especially I'm not racing in them. But anyways, but Flash Dash is the big one for Saturday. For me, KC Triathlon, Olympic Relay. I'm like, what are we doing here? Are we Olympians or not? Or not? But obviously, but hey, I mean, I had the opportunity to be paired up with my friend Lay, and gosh darn it, I cannot think of the lady that volunteered to do the biking for the Matt Mason. That's bothering me. But anyways, had a chance to pair up with those ladies last fall. So much fun. We smashed the field in the relay side, won that, of course. And actually, overall, between the time, because yes, there's people out there that are doing a sprint try, solo, swim, bike, and a 10K. There's a lot of people out there that are doing all three. But for the relay side, there's one person, right, that's doing the swim, which Lay will be doing that. The bike, we next. Tim, we doing that. And here's where I come in. 10K run. So originally I was the backup, and then of course last week I get a text message saying, or Tim's wanting me to do it because he had something going on this weekend, or it was last week that he had something going on. He had something going on this weekend, so he wasn't able to do it. So he reached out to me saying, "Hey, I want you to do it. Can you do it?" I'm like, no problem. I got you. I got nothing going on. And originally, oh yeah, by the way, I gotta give a shout out to my friends over at Team Chicken Legs that are doing the Nashville Half Marathon on Sunday. So Carolyn and Haley will be doing that. And originally I planned on spectating, cheering them on for that, but I backed out of that because I'm gonna be doing quite a bit of traveling myself between the next couple of months. And of course, obviously, money, and all that other stuff. I had to think about that. You know, I have Chicago coming up here in several months. I mean, that's a lot of traveling. So I backed out of that for good reason. But I'll be cheering from afar, cheering the ladies on while they're doing their thing. Also, Sarah Reap, shout out, will be doing it as well. So get after it, finish it. And I have something with, obviously, they're not going to get medals. They're getting jewelry from what Carolyn has told the group. And Carolyn told the group, which is a very jazzy reward for finishing. So instead of getting medals, which is different. So yeah, so they're going to be doing that. That's Sunday morning. I'll be waiting in line to get, hopefully bring home another win for the Team Laggerheads. Alex, actually, my little brother Alex, did this a couple years ago and had a blast doing it. This is my second, and apparently now I'm going to be doing both relays now. So I'll be doing this one in August. So hell yeah, I like relays. So yeah, so I'm the ankle leg. So the 10K, I'm the ankle leg, which I was back in high school. So, all of high school, for that matters. So yeah, I love being ankle leg. But now, there were a couple of times when I started my adventure in track and field that I was the second leg. I didn't like that, but I couldn't complain much because I was a kid. I didn't know no better. So, but after the first year of track, they moved me to the ankle leg because, yeah, I was too fast. And they needed to make up spots or put yourself in position to win a damn relay. So that's where I come in the mix, and hopefully Now, I ain't underestimating the competition, just like I ain't underestimating the competition with this 35 and up Masters race going down in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, I want to win the damn thing. So, the team that I'm on, that Leigh has provided us, or provided her team, at least for the May triathlon race anyways, is Team Lagerheads, and they're going to try to run it. We're going to try to run this thing back on Sunday. Cannot wait to get out there and get this thing popping. This is the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, all things running, sports, and whatever come across important or come across the desk here on this Tuesday night. Eddie Gritter III, a.k.a. EG3, here with you for a few more minutes. So, yeah, that's kind of the weekend. Now, if you have any other races that you want to shout out to me, you can come find me. Now, depending on whether I go to these group runs or not, but usually I'm at the... Now, I was at the Vine Street run, group run, a couple weeks back. I might be there again at some point. Find me there, or find me at the trolley run. If you're a friend of this podcast and you're listening, let's see, Ramblers. Yeah, you know I'll be there. Now, obviously, Ramblers, they won't have an afternoon rate. Right? They won't have an afternoon run because they're getting ready for this Hospital Hill stuff going on, which that has nothing to do with me. So I will not be there because I'm going to Flash Dash to check out what Alex is doing, see how this race is going to go down. And no, I'm not jumping in the Flash Test. I just said that several months ago. So there you go on that. All right, so this leads to my last segment of the evening, brought to you by KC Metro Mile. I do want to talk about a good friend of mine, and I'm not going to shout you out, not yet. We did talk about, had this conversation late after the trolley run yesterday about... singlets, onesies, track uniforms, whatnot. I'm gonna pin that discussion for a later podcast, so I'll keep that in mind. But I wanted to sell a pitch to KC Metro Mile going down June 6th, because as of the 14th, I went back and counted between the elite men. Yes, I coined that because they're going to be the last event of the night, unless otherwise, right? And of course, my heat, which is a plus 35 Masters now. I was questioning this. Now, why did they tag 35 enough for Masters for this particular event? I have no clue. But it is what it is. You're just going to have to roll with it. Because look, outside of this, all the other races are coined 40 and up. If you're in the division 40 and up, that's considered Masters, okay? And that's, I'm on the teetering edge of entering in that prestige division later this fall in October, might as speak. So, but yeah, 35 Masters last year, right? I was happy to be there. And yes, we had what, 22 in this race? Now, I'm talking specifically in this race. Now, obviously, we still have quite a bit before we see the seedings and all that. And look, yes, seedings are good, and that's where the number comes in. But you got to throw that all out the window. But anyways, elite men right now, that includes Noah Stevenson, my guy. 13 right now signed up in that race. Now, the year before last year, I mean, last year had a big race. The year before that, they had only, like, I think 10 or 12. So, I got a pitch to make here. And look, the high school boys last year race, that went down in the wire. Okay, so I probably put them in there, but I'm biased. Because I was in this race last year, the 35 Masters and up. This was a crazy race, or weird race, because a guy jumped down in front, like, acted like it was a 400 only, and somehow held it. Now, again, I'll probably continue to say this until we see the results of this year's race. Hopefully, I'll be in the middle of it. So, right? So, look, that race was decided in the last 100 meters. Or, no, not even that. Probably the last 75, because everyone decided to wait to the last minute and jump Aaron Brogan, who, that's his name, who jumped out, right? So, look, there's some new players in there this year, but a lot of the same players are back. this year, including me, yours truly, in there. So, reason why I want to make a pitch, let's just get to the point, because, look, obviously, we already have 23 runners in this Masters division. Now, I'm going to go back and count, obviously, each division, because it starts with the kids, then it goes to the middle school, then high school, open, men's and women's masters, and then elite, women and men. And elite, with the elite men and women, that's all ages. If you hit, for the men, it's sub 430. I have to go back and look at the elite women. I think it's 510, sub 510, I think. Don't quote me on that yet. I don't know that. So, but yeah, look. Reason I'm hyping this up, because something big is going to go down. Something bigger is going to go down this year. I don't know what, but if I'm the committee putting the schedule together, I'll make a change. That's not the right word I'm going to use. Look, the women, I would make a switch, put the women's elite ahead of the men's elite, not the men's elite, the masters race, 35 and up. You have two of the best races right there. So at the end of the night, the plus 35 Masters, which already has 23 people in it, and that includes me, right now, it probably is going to add a couple more to it, to this list, by the time we get to June. And you have the elite men, only had 13. I had to double check that, but I was like, wow, I thought it had a little bit more than that. But again, the year before last year, they had only like 10 or 10 or 11. And obviously, the sub 4 watch, Noah Stevenson, is probably going to be on that night. So, probably going to be last anyway because of that. And probably for good reason, because that was must watch. He missed it by 3 seconds. Noah Stevenson, who, by the way, is going to go out with me. Well, not with me, but he's going to travel out to Manhattan to see it become the new winner of the half marathon. Now, I might be speaking too soon, but I would assume he's doing that because he's undefeated ever since he started half marathon racing, which was back in November when he won the Kansas half marathon. So that I called it to somebody during Tower to Tower after the race. I called it out to somebody and said, look, I think he's going to take Joe Moore down. You heard it here first on the 3-Y Pilots of EG3. I'm telling you right now, Noah Stevenson, he runs 108, 107, 108. Joe Moore, look, he's the same age as me, and that's irritating enough. But I'm fast, but I'm not as fast as Joe Moore. Look, irritating enough, he's the same age as me, pretty much, but maybe a little older. And he's been running cross-country, he's been putting down some serious-ass miles, okay? I'm to the point where, man, I'm starting to really ratchet up the miles, okay? And I'm going to, obviously, with Chicago Marathon training around the corner, I'm going to be really, really, really getting miles up there. So, I'm not up to Joe Moore standards, but I know I'm jumping way off base here. But the point is, Noah Stevenson, he'll be out there next weekend. I'll be out there next weekend. Several other of my friends will be out there next weekend. It's going to be a big week. It's going to be a big day. And why? Because it's the 10th anniversary of Bill Snyder. And a lot of that means a lot for me personally. And I'll get into that next week's episode. And why I'm anxious to get back there. But look, that it's all, we're already going to be on sub 4 watch for Noah. But then why set that up for a big race like our race? The plus 35 Masters division was probably the best race of the year last year in this event, the KC Metro Mile. So that's why you set it up that way. Or at least, look, switch the women. Have the women's open. Then you have the men's will follow that. And then you have back-to-back races of the plus 35 Women Masters, and then you follow that up with a little taste, a little of the elite women, and then you follow it up. Now, obviously, it's probably not going to happen, but it's only a thought, only a pitch. Put the 35 plus men Masters second to last race of the evening. And then, boom, you have the Noah Stevenson show. So look, that's perfect right there. You want to save the best for last, right? That's why I love the 4x4, because that is the last race of the night. Everybody sticking around. Everybody hiking, hyped up. All the teams in psycho mode. That's why track and field, at least that part, at least for me, that part, being part of 4x4 teams, just the spectators, teams, parents, kids, all that, they want to see the best flash, right? So that's why I'm making this pitch here in the 3Y Podcast with EG3, because I think we can, this race right here that I'm a part of, already the names that I'm looking on here, including mine included, it's a stack with talent. So that's why this race is up for grabs, because, I mean, yeah, yes, Aaron Brogan took it out like it was only one lap, but he held it. So I'm probably going to say this much more times before then. Obviously this year's going to be a lot, maybe the same outcome. I don't know. We just don't know what's going to happen. So again, the 3Y Podcast episode tonight brought to you by the KC Metro Mile. Again, if you're interested, go check out the qualify times there. Put your name down. If you're not going to be a part of it, well, not part of the racing part of it. Come out, be a spectator. Come cheer on your favorite people. already been told by several's already that they're going to come out and watch because they can't run. Well, I shouldn't say they can't, but they couldn't. They can't. Let's just put it this way. They can't. How I want to put this? They can't. What's it say? They can't. Running a mile as fast as they can, they're gonna throw up at the end. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, I already had several people come to me say they're gonna watch. Why? Because obviously they want to see us, me and Alex, race on the same track. I've already had that mentioned to me a lot already. Me and Alex already race together. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. So, but I guess because of this track, because of Alex's love for track. Look, obviously, we know that, but don't forget about me too now. This is where this whole running thing started. Track and field, baby. Track and field, the sprints, and then obviously I moved up to the 400 and stayed there. The coach saw me having a lot of talent in that event, and he kept me there. So and I became pretty good at it. So, you know, so, hey, that's all she wrote right there. But, yeah, so, yeah, obviously that's kind of the ticket too for people. If y'all want to see us race together, then have all means, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. We saw who we saw last year. We saw several like 1.0 people, the KCRC 1.0 crew. Some of them came out and watched. So that's when I really started to run KC running. Because several of those were out there. Now I know a whole lot of other people now than old. What a difference a year makes, right? It'll be a year. So I know a lot more people now. So we'll see what happens. That's why I'm so giddy about this, because I know something big is going to go down, and I'm hoping to be a big part of it. Look, I was happy to be there last year, and happy to be there, hit a sub-5 for the first time ever. And I'm looking, hopefully, to advance that and maybe be much more in the mix than I was last year, because I could feel myself being there, but I was in kind of in that first pack, but in the back. But you just feel like just being right there in the middle. It's like a pack of being there, like a pack of fish trying to. That's probably this analogy is so wrong. But anyways, being right there with a pack of fish trying to come up on a bigger pack of fish. That didn't make no sense. But like a shark, I have messed up the whole analogy. Anyways, but you're right there in the midst of this sea of fish trying to engage on the bigger fish, if you know what I mean. That, if you understand the analogy, what I'm trying to get at. It's getting close to dinner time. I'm getting hungry. But anyways, yeah, so yeah, you're going to hear a lot more talk on KC Metro as we get closer and closer. But next week, you're probably not as much, because it's going to be Bill Snyder week, K-State week, baby. And I am even more fired up to get back to defend my 5K crown from a year ago. And there is a stat. Speaking of Bill, I'm going to talk Bill Snyder on the back end of this podcast here. But speaking of which here, there's a stat. And I'm going to go back and check it, recheck it on Bill Snyder 5K. Stay tuned. Next episode, to be continued. The pro. See, I knew I was going to do it. I knew I was going to do that. The 3Y podcast with EG3. I knew I was going to bring up my other podcast. Damn it. The 3Y podcast with EG3. Get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available weekly. Whenever we do decide to record running content or do we decide to go off the strip and talk about other stuff here on this podcast. If you're new, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here this evening or whenever you need to listen to this again. It'll be up tomorrow evening at our normal time here, which it has become our normal time because we've gotten ourselves into a recording groove now. So we're thankful for that as well. But if you missed out on any recent episodes of the 3Y podcast with EG3, feel free to go back, give it a listen, get caught up on the latest episodes there on that channel, including last week's episode as well. It's only the beginning. I'm fired up for all the racing. All the racing. So that's kind of the lineup for me. The KC Triathlon Olympic Relay. Sunday, not Saturday. Bill Snyder 5K. The podcast travels back to Manhattan, Kansas next weekend. And then we're not doing Hospital Hill. We're not doing that because it's going to screw up what we're trying to do for the KC Metro Mile, which is the after a few days on June the 6th, brought to you by KC Metro Mile. This was, but if you're a friend of the host of this podcast, definitely make sure you tell a friend about this podcast, that's for sure. But before the KC Triathlon, Friday night, I do plan on going to shout out Corey's band, Corey Dies at the End band, and shout out Hillary. I didn't know Hillary had her own thing. Music thing. I'm really excited to hear that. So shout out to Hillary as well. That's Friday night. Flash Dash. I'll be there for that on Saturday. No, I'm not racing that. I'm telling you that one more time. I'm not racing. Going there to see Alec, support my brother Alex and several others that are gonna be there participating on Flash Dash in North Kansas City, and then Sunday, KC Triathlon. That is the weekend there. If I missed anything, if you're a friend of the host of the show, feel free to come to me and tell what you competed over the weekend, and I'll definitely make sure to get that across on next week's episode. For right now, we have crossed the finish line on another jam-packed episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3 this week. Appreciate y'all for, again, stopping by and giving us a listen here this evening. Again, a happy late Mother's Day to all Mother's Day across the United States and across the world. Eddie Greer signing off. This has been another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. We will talk to y'all next week.